Possession crucial from this. How much longer will the referee allow? Dublin lead by a point. And there's the whistle. It's over. It's over.
We earned it by winning the last two matches on the road. And that's not going to be taken away from us.
But what I love in hurling, I love players that will never give in.
He hits it. He hits it. What? It's over the bar.
So welcome along to this week's episode of Camogie Extra. We are going to preview the All-Ireland Camogie Finals. It is that time. It's came around really, really quickly. I'm delighted this week to be joined by Orla Keeling, as always, along with Ursula Jacob and Gemma O'Connor. You're all very, very welcome, Orla, particularly you, coming all the way from Paris at the Olympic Games. Lucky you.
Yeah, just I'm waiting for Camogie to be introduced in a couple of years' time. I know the buzz is real tonight. I'm sure this when this comes out, the fight will be over, but tonight is Kelly's fight, so the buzz is real. And the Irish camp, the flags are going. It's a great Irish crowd here, so delighted to be here and experience it all.
Yeah, it's brilliant. And I think the events with big crowds are always fantastic. And we have the All-Ireland Camogie Final coming up this weekend. Ursula, just from a crowd's perspective, do you think we're going to get a good one, Cork and Galway?
I'm hoping so. You know, like it seems to be growing the last couple of years. I'd still, you know, we saw at the ladies football final, what, 30,000 plus. So I'd be hoping in or around that at least. I think there'll be a decent crowd. The only thing that might take away from the fact that the senior game is quite late, maybe with travelling back and that for some kids or trains or whatever. So hopefully they'll be accommodated and hopefully we'll get a big crowd.
Yeah, big time. It is quite late. I think it's 5:15 of a throw-in. So it feels like it's later than usual. Gemma, the players won't mind, though. It's such a special day. It's what they've wanted for the whole season for years, to get to a final, to go and win a final. Just such a special occasion. What will it mean to these players to be walking out in Croke Park and getting the opportunity to win in All-Ireland?
Yeah, I think, look, you know, I suppose that the time is irrelevant for them. It might have an effect for supporters and for those watching it, but for them, they won't be thinking anything like that. They'll be trying to stay focused and kind of keep the outside noise away from the dressing room and away from that environment. So like they're just going to be purely focusing on the team and on themselves and trying to stay composed and as relaxed as you can. And some people will just have, you know, their own little bits and pieces. Some will be a bit more excited, a little bit more nervous. Some people will be a lot kind of free flowing for them and for those experienced players, you know. So and both Galway and Cork have, you know, experienced players in previous All Ireland finals. So you know, it'll be a mixture of feelings, but the excitement will be unreal. And as Ursula said, you know, I hope there'll be a good crowd there in around that maybe 30,000. So I should be excited to see who's going to turn up to support the finals on Sunday.
What kind of a player were you, Gemma? Were you calm, cool and collected?
I was, I suppose, waking up in the morning, it used to be a little bit of excitement, a little burst of energy, the adrenaline pumping. And then I just used to kind of wind it back down and just kind of chill out for the most of the day. And then I just kind of, I suppose, I just kind of learned how to just switch it on just before we got into to run out to the tunnel. And even in the warm-up area, I just try to conserve my energy as much as we can, you know, not get too carried away with it. And I think as well as you get older, those that would be a little bit older, you know, I learned that, you know, sometimes fatigue comes on a little bit quicker. So in the warm-up, in the warm-up area in Croke Park and then outside onto the pitch, I used to kind of had to conserve that energy because I wanted to keep as much of that energy for when the ball was thrown in for that 60 minutes. So, you know, everyone will have a different routine. Some will literally go through the walls running out, and those younger players, you know, the adrenaline will be going really fast. So it's a mixture of people. And I suppose as a manager, you just have to learn how to deal with everyone's feelings and everyone's emotions.
Ursula, what were you like?
I was very much routine, kind of stuck to the same thing, ate the same foods, did my usual few things, got the hurdles blessed by my mum, you know, had the gear ready the night before. Very kind of simple, you know. I always found that I more enjoyed the day rather than ever getting too nervous. Probably I'd agree with Gemma, if anyone ever saw me in a warm-up for an All-Ireland, especially, you'd probably think this one's not going to do a thing, because I'd be very much like keeping and reserving my energy. Like Gemma said, I'd be doing things probably at a slower pace than other people, but I just felt that I just wanted to do things at a nice calm and pace rather than like breaking down the walls. That was kind of me. You know, and everyone's different. I know from like in the Wexford team, I look at just say Mary and Una Lacey, two sisters. Una will be jumping up and down, banging balls off the wall, and Mary be in the zone, just taking things in her own way. And both could go out and have brilliant performances, but that's just the kind of joy of it, like that everyone's different and you do what suits you. Like as Gemma said, it can be a long day on an All-Ireland final, but I know myself and I know the Cork and Galway girls are going to be the same, that like you kind of fill in the day the best way you can, whether it's like you go for a puck around, you get your bite to eat, you meet up with your family, you get a coffee, you know, then you have the journey up. So like you'd be surprised how quick the day can go when you have a kind of schedule, you know, in your mind. So yeah, routine was the best way for me, and I didn't really stray too far away from that. So yeah, I was maybe OCD about it in some ways, but it suited me as a player.
Crystal, I'm thinking Maradona here now with his own little warm-up, doing a few keepy uppies. Is that what you were like?
Well, I don't know if I'll compare myself to Maradona, but I definitely, honest to God, if anyone actually focused on me in a warm-up, they'd say she's not going to do a thing, because I just did things at my ease. And I don't know, I'd nearly feel like if I went too fast in a warm-up, I'd be wasting my energy. But yeah, that was just me, very much kind of relaxed, quite calm, and having a quiet word with some of the girls that might seem a little bit nervous as well, because everyone deals with it in a different way. And the way I would kind of turn the nerves around in my own head, I'd say, well, sure, nerves are a good thing. It just shows that you care and it means a lot to you. So, you know, you have to embrace that as well, because with All-Ireland finals, and Gemma knows this as much as I do, or if not more, there's going to be hype, there's going to be excitement, there's going to be well wishes, you know, and it's kind of blocking out that, but also finding the balance of embracing it and not letting the day pass you by either, because those 60 minutes in Croke Park can go by you so, so quickly. And if you don't get into the game, maybe in the first 5, 10, 15 minutes, you can find the game getting away from you. So it's getting that balance, you know, on such a big day.
Orla, from a coaching perspective, how important is it going to be for the two managers to try and manage that emotion? Because it is a different stage.
Yeah, totally. You can be emotionally hijacked going into an Ireland final or into Croke Park at any point. So for them, it'd be huge. But look, you're dealing with two teams that have the experience. Yes, Galway might have a younger side, but I'm sure the older ones are probably in there giving them a hand and stuff like that. But yeah, the emotional side is probably something that we need to look at a bit more, maybe involved with teams that sometimes maybe we didn't look at it and or you did and stuff like that. It's probably something to manage coming into this game. The emotion of it all, it's as the girls have said, if you're not in the game and if it, kind of the game is slipping away from you, you can kind of start to panic a bit on the pitch. So, but I'm sure both teams will be well set up. And Michelle O'Connor is a sports psych in Cork. She would have worked with Kerry Ladies last year, stepped away this year, and they obviously won the All-Ireland, but she's highly regarded down there and in Cork as well. So I suppose I'd say both teams have a plan for that, and they're both used to it. But Gemma, I'd be interested in hearing, in terms of your prep for a final, what would have changed during the years? Anything that you would have changed up, or so you can jump in, that you would have done and you learned, oh, maybe that's not the right way or the best thing to do?
Like as Ursula said, you know, I suppose everyone has their own routine and preparation, and it's sometimes it's hard. You can kind of get fixated on trying to figure out what the right thing is and how to conserve that energy and for match preparation. And in terms of a professional setup, and you know, we've a lot now in terms of sports psychologists and stuff like that. We didn't have a full-time psychologist with us compared to what, you know, Michelle O'Connor is doing. You know, she's kind of there at training sessions. You know, we did have a guy, Canis Kennedy, who was quite good. And we would kind of call him intermittently when we needed or when we felt, you know, at the either at the start of the year, you know, during it, or definitely in the latter stages, just to kind of bring us back down to earth. I think everyone knows exactly what we need to do and how to kind of focus, but it's just to kind of have somebody from that professional set up to kind of strip it back a few layers and just kind of say, you know, it's okay to feel nervous, it's okay to want to be great, it's okay to want to win, you know, it's okay to actually say those words without feeling like you're going to jinx yourself. I know, like Ursula, like you've won three in a row. We've failed to do that, and for us, you know, in the camp, people are afraid to say it because they're afraid that I was going to jinx it. And I'm like, why not say it? Why not give someone a focus or a goal? So, like, you know, it's all about stating, you know, I suppose knowing your aims and your objectives and having a goal and wanting to go and do, and achieve those. And it's okay to do it. I mean, you're at the Olympics. I'm sure all those high elite athletes, you know, they've been focusing and training for the last 4 years, you know, that they're saying their goals day in, day out, and they want to achieve them. And you know, it's not arrogance, it's confidence, and you have to, you're going out to win. So yeah, so it's a lot really at the moment is focusing on the psychology and the softer skills of sport as opposed to the physicality of the game. But yeah, I presume, you know, things have changed a lot in the last 3 years. But as I said, you know, Michelle O'Connor will be focusing on the team and about getting the players right. And maybe some players might need a G-up. Some people might need to kind of come back down to earth. And it's all about managing those emotions and those personalities within that team.
I love that.
There's a great clip of Liam Sheedy. He was at, I think it was at, it could have been at the Waterbreaker halftime at some point. I just remember there's a stoppage and he's on the sideline with his players, and he puts the arm around one player, he gives the other one a smack in the back of the helmet, he's kind of buzzing up one of the other guys. It's funny, those individual traits that you're just seeing, and you're seeing that here in the Olympics, like, as well, that everyone is different.
I remember we were doing warm-up and at a game, it was I think it was a quarter-final or semi-final, and I suppose with the introduction of heart rate monitors and the GPSs and all that, and again, we go back to the whole you know, conserving your energy, and just like Ursula said, you know, about kind of not being lazy, but kind of like, you know, jogging as opposed to sprinting, and that might work for some people. But one of the coaches, the manager, came over and said, "Look, such and such as heart rate is off the wall. You know, they look like they're actually going to have a heart attack before the game is even the ball's even thrown in." They were like, "Can you go just go over and have a quiet word with that? You know, just train together to kind of relax." So it's, I suppose, All that technology and stuff is great, that it gives you actually, you know, hard data, and you're able to do things then to maybe address certain things maybe just before the ball is thrown in and stuff like that. So yeah, it's interesting. Some people need a kick up the backside, and the others just need to be need to strip it back a bit. So yeah, it's very interesting.
Yeah, and everyone's so different, big time. Ursula, even when we look at the team, speaking of being different, they're both coming in to an All-Ireland final, probably in different states. You have a Cork team who are absolutely flying it, unbeaten, conceding so little, scoring so much. And then you've Galway, and we're constantly talking about their lack of consistency and whether or not they're going to put that performance out, the one that we know that's it within them. Just in terms of where they're both at, what do you reckon? Who do you think is in a position where they can go out and win an All-Ireland?
Well, without a doubt, you know, from a neutral's perspective, you'd have to say that Cork, you know, they're all guns blazing this year. I really feel that they're playing like champions this year. There's that confidence, there's that belief. Like, when you look at, like, their group games, like, you know, they're beating teams by 20 plus points. Like, the nearest team to Wexford this year in the championship was Wexford in the first round, and that was a 9-point win. You know, they've got 19 goals. Like, they look unstoppable. They look stronger than last year. I like the balance in the team, you know, the way they're set up, the positioning of the players. Even without the likes of Libby, who's a huge loss in at full back, you know, to be fair, Izzy's done really well there. You know, Maeve Callahan has been injured. You know, Orla Callahan is playing really well, you know, kind of with that greater maturity in the forward line. And then you have the girls like, you know, the Mackies, who are still there, you know, 32 years of age, I think, Gemma, are they? And they're still playing at the top of their game. And that's probably the difference for me with between Cork and other teams, that they've got that strength and depth, they've got the balance. You know, I know there'll be questions whether or not have Cork been tested, but as I would have said after the semis, Marie, Cork can only control who they're playing, okay? They can't control whether they've been tested or not. They've just went out and done the business in every game up to now. Obviously, they know the challenge facing them is going to be really strong. You know, there's never very much between Galway and Cork. Like, I know in the group game there was 12 points, but I'd be shocked if on Sunday there's 12 points between these teams. Galway are going to learn from that. They're going to be hurting from that. They're going to use that as a motivation. Their character has been tested throughout this championship and in the league as well. You know, they lost the league final. They had a few poor performances in the group games, but when they needed it most in that All-Ireland semi-final against Tipperary, you know, some of their big guns, some of their big players stood up when they needed them most. And at the end of the day, whether they've been playing really consistent throughout the year or not, they're still there. They're still in the All-Ireland and they're still in with a fighting chance. And they've dominated probably the fixture between Cork and Galway in the last number of years. It's just kind of Cork have got on top of them, you know, last year in the semi-final and again in the championship this year. But prior to that, and Gemma, you know this as well, Galway had Cork's number in a number of league finals. The last All-Ireland they met in, you know, Galway got the upper hand. So Cork know that they're going to be up. They're going to have a huge challenge on Sunday, but Galway are going to have to bring their best performance of the year to get one over on Cork.
Gemma, is there any concerns down in Cork about being untested or perceived to be untested this season so far?
If you ask the team or the manager, they'll probably say no. But ultimately, I think deep down, they probably have to be a little bit worried to see, you know, that they haven't been challenged, that they haven't had that hard game that Galway and Tipperary had. You know, Tipperary put it up to Galway, and it could have easily went the other way. But you know, I think that game will stand to Galway coming into the final. But as Ursula said, Cork can only play with what's there, what's in front of them. And, you know, they've had a terrific scoring campaign. I think they've something like 15 goals, 96 points. And in the last game against Dublin, you had some of their, you know, five or six subs that came on. I think more or less all of them scored when they came on. So, you know, that's a real kind of insight into their mentality, that those that are coming on off the bench want to make their mark. They're scoring, they're contributing. So it's a real testament to Cork. But, you know, I would be a little cagey. Certainly they won't be complacent going into a final. You'll never be complacent. And you'll always, I suppose, they'll just have a little bit of a question mark maybe on them to see, you know, if push comes to shove, can they grind it out? And as Ursula said, you know, they are playing like champions. They are playing with massive confidence. And I suppose what I like about this team is that there's actually, I feel like, and I mean this in the greatest respect, that it almost looks like they don't have massive big standout players, but they're playing, they've such a well-balanced team from 1 to 15. And then when the subs are coming on, they're all playing in sync in a great rhythm together. And if you look at the Dublin game, the likes of Katrina Markey and Amy O'Connor actually didn't really score a whole pile, which is kind of interesting that, I suppose, the Dublin backs kind of did a bit of a job on them there, but others contributed and they're getting scores from the back line, from the midfield. So, you know, they definitely have depth in their team, and they're certainly very well balanced. But, you know, as Ursula alluded to, Galway have a bit of a history over the last few years with Cork, and they won't be afraid of Cork. And I think Cork would have that in the back of their mind always, that, you know, Galway are certainly very dangerous and they're capable of beating them. So are Galway peaking at the right time? I mean, I've played many campaigns where our championship went to plan and it didn't follow through onto the final. We didn't, and I've had many campaigns where, you know, our championship was really poor and we started to peak at the right time. We won the All-Ireland, so it would be interesting. It won't be a kind of a certain thing for Cork, but it's going to be, I think it's going to be a very close game to match what people might think, that Cork aren't going to run away with this final.
Orla, from a management and a coach perspective, though, when you think of maybe the battles that Galway have came through to get here, which obviously is going to stand to them, whereas maybe Cork haven't had to go through the gears as much as they would have liked, which camp would you prefer to be in, just from a manager perspective, Cahill or Jerk?
Yeah, you asked me this last week as well, and I said I kept my options open, you know, just in case if anyone wants to ring me. No, but I think it's interesting. Like, it's all about how they manage it. And, like, Cork are obviously going in as champions, how they manage that. Galway, you can probably buy into that kind of underdog sort of feel. It's probably sometimes a bit easier to be the underdog, isn't it? And kind of go into a final and kind of try, you know, realise that everyone's stacking up against us. And I'm sure there's clips of this being shown left and right. But I think I heard a great great podcast with Paul McGinley before, and he was kind of explaining with the Ryder Cup team and what they used to do. And I think in the kind of the changing room, they had like the history of the Ryder Cup. And I'm sure Cork are going through that in terms of the history of how Galway have beaten them so many times. And it's not about we're the champions and coming in that direction. So there's probably different ways you could do it. You can probably look at maybe the overall history and say, look, they have had a number, they've had a number before, they've beaten us, and we have to catch up in that record overall. And then from a Galway camp, it's, look, it's one-on-one. But they learned a lot from that Tipperary game, I think, and the confidence you get as a player coming in from that. I'm just a little bit worried about the injuries. You know, the two-week turnaround is quite tight for that to a final. That's the only kind of concern I have with Galway, but I'm sure they have that under wraps anyway. No rumours have been thrown around just yet.
Ursula, what impressed me about Cork is their fluidity and the different layers that they have to their play. The fact that they can just play the ball through the lines and have so much accuracy, but then if they need to, they can go more direct. Whereas Galway, maybe we haven't seen that fluidity yet, perhaps.
Yeah, but, you know, knowing Galway and knowing Cathal Murray as well, he can vary it up as well. You know, there's girls in that inside line that are so lethal, so dangerous. You know, we obviously all have, you know, been speaking about Niamh Mallon all year, the role that she can play, the influence she can have. Her scores in the semi-final were crucial. Sometimes I suppose, and this is coming from an inside player's perspective, I feel the ball goes in a little bit too slow. You know, I think Galway tried to run into trouble more so than they should really, because Cork are very well set up at the back. Even their midfielders, Aisling Thompson, Aoife Healy, who are having brilliant years, you know, they're brilliant at tracking back. The two half forwards, Cliona and Saoirse, are well able to cover ground. So I think Galway need to let the ball do the talking a little bit more. I think if they're trying to play the exact same way that Cork played, that won't work, because I've seen it in this year's championship that when Galway take on the player too much and become over-reliant on that, their play breaks down. And we would have seen that, you know, in the league final against Tipperary, and at numerous stages in the Ireland semi-final against Tip as well. So I think they need to release the ball that little bit quicker, get it into the danger area and put Cork under that little bit more pressure. It'll be interesting to see how both teams set up in that regard as well, because, you know, Ciara Hickey likes to play as that sweeper role for Galway. She's very good at it, but that means you're possibly looking at Laura Tracy sweeping along that half-back line. And look, Laura's an excellent player, 100%, a brilliant reader of the game. But if you're going to leave her unmarked, she's going to completely dominate things. And then that allows Cork to set up so many attacks. It allows her to have that time and space to look up, you know, for the runners like Amy and Katrina inside. So Galway are going to have to be intelligent. If they're going to play someone as a sweeper, and I expect that that's going to be Ciara Hickey again, they need to be very, very aware of how Cork set up, because that doesn't affect Cork. Cork will do the same thing. They're excellent at communicating with each other, and Laura will sit in that pocket all day long, and it'll make it very, very difficult then for the Galway inside forwards to get on the ball. So I think that's going to be a crucial one for me. They need to apply a little bit more pressure on that Cork backline, because if not, that Cork half back line potentially are the strongest line on the field, and I think they could do serious damage.
Jim, I was curious about that actually, when you look at the different lines, and Ursula mentioned how well Aisling and Aoife are doing at midfield. We know that they've brilliant forwards there as well, but is it that half back line that's the strongest that Cork have?
Yeah, totally. I agree with everything that Ursula said there, and for me, the linchpin there for the Cork is the half back line. I think it's important for Galway to stick to their own game plan and to stick to their own attacking phase in whatever way they want to conduct that. But they're going to have a game plan for how to nullify the running of the lines. And for me, Hannah Looney, Laura Hayes, and Saoirse McCarthy, that triangle there between it's creating massive problems for teams. You know, Ashton Thompson is going to play in a more of a defensive role, and then you've got Aoife Healy. She is probably one of the most, by looking at her, you think that she doesn't have the best ability hurling wise, but she is so athletic, so strong. The way she can overturn ball, she gets a hand in, she gets a hurley in, she gets a leg in, and then not only that, she turns over the ball and she can cut right through the defence. So, you know, it's an interesting one. But the likes of Laura Hayes, to Saoirse McCarthy, they're two massive athletes. The pace that they can run at the ball, the aggressiveness of Laura Hayes, for me, is a huge contributing factor in Cork's performance. And I think Galway really are going to have to look at the half-back line and the wing forwards there to see how they can nullify that kind of running, to cut off that supply and that running ball. But as I said, you know, sometimes you can get a bit too bogged down in it. And at the end of the day, if Galway don't score, they're not going to be in a chance of this competition. So they can't get totally carried away with it. But I do think it's one of the key factors to stop Cork is that running from that half-back line into the playing ball into Saoirse McCarthy.
Orla, the tactical battle is going to be fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I was only thinking there, like, it's the battle of the sweeper versus pushing up, isn't it, this year, girls? Like, the way the analysis I think you did, Ursula, during the quarterfinals, the talk we've done in the last couple of weeks, it's like you weigh up the pros and cons, and particularly against Cork, you just don't know, you know, if you're giving up, you're letting them have a sweeper, like, if you're giving them that extra player, I think that could be kind of a game over sort of thing. I wonder, I'd be interested to see in the first 15 minutes what Galway would do. I think the tactical element of it is fascinating as well. If you're trying to switch in the middle of an All-Ireland final and going from one style to the other, like, that's very hard to do, and to get that message in and to get it throughout the team. So they need to be smart about it. Do they kind of hit a reset? Jerry, I spoke about that a few weeks ago, they did a reset, I think a 15-minute call or something like that. Is there a call like that that they can switch tactically? It all comes down to how well their both teams are drilled now and how quick they are to adjust. But yeah, it's going to be fascinating. I'd love to be in kind of that level 7 where the press area is looking out, because to me, that's the best place to watch a match at Croke Park, because it's actually like watching a tactics board or up near the studio, just that level, and you just see everything going on. And I'm really looking forward to the game in terms of from that point of view and how teams set up, because I think the first 15, 20 minutes are going to be crucial and seeing what both teams do.
Matchup perspective, do you think we're going to get anything that will surprise us? Do you think that Cahill is probably going to be Cahill really that's going to have something up his sleeve?
Yeah, you'll always when you come to an All-Ireland final day, you know, you'll always potentially, we can all predict all these matchups that are going to happen, but there might be one that will throw us, you know. It'll be interesting, I think, from a Galway perspective, where Aoife Donoghue lines out, you know, is she going to start around the middle of the field, or is she going to push into the full forward line? Because we've seen her play in both kind of areas in this year's championship, and she's a big player for Galway and needs to be involved in the play. I like her in closer to the goal, because I actually think she's very she's extremely dangerous in there, but there's very little point in having her in the inside line if the ball is not going in. So that's something that Cahill and the management team will obviously have to look out for. I think Cork are very much, we know what to expect from them, what way they're kind of going to set up, because they're playing with that kind of level of confidence. And there's good flexibility and adaptability there as well with Cork. Like, Saoirse, you know, McCarthy has played anywhere from half forward to midfield to wing back. Like, Laura Hayes could push up the field. Anna Looney could be anywhere. You know what I mean? That's something that Cork probably have, that luxury, that little bit of flexibility. That's so important in this kind of game, because if just say Hannah Looney is picking up someone for Galway, if it's just say Carrie Dolan, if Carrie Dolan moves somewhere else, like, Hannah is flexible enough and aware enough to be able to go there if she needs to as well. So it's not like they're stuck in the one place that they can only play wing back, wing forward. There's that kind of flexibility in the teams. But look, I'd be surprised if there wasn't something that maybe Cahill or even Jar might throw up. But I think if there's going to be something a little bit different, it'll possibly be coming from Galway. But just kind of to pick up on the tactics side of things, I don't think Galway should become consumed by trying to play the way Cork play. You're not going to beat Cork by trying to replicate what they do, because they're masters at it at this stage. Galway have to play their own game plan. They have to play it to their strengths. Because if you become consumed by that, you'll go away from what you're good at. And that obviously wouldn't favour Galway then. So I think they need to stick to what they're doing well and working on that and improving on it and then bringing their best performance then on Sunday.
I want to get your predictions for the interim Premier Junior as well. So I'm going to finish up on the senior final. So Gemma, who do you think is going to win this one and why?
It's the senior game, is it?
Yeah.
Well, I suppose Cork, it'll have to be Cork all the way for me. I suppose I'm a bit biased there, but look, I'd have no problem calling it out if it wasn't the case. I think merely on performance, the confidence going into it. I suppose, look, I think it's 15-96, Galway have 12 and 102 points, I think, going into it with one game in hand. So in scoring wise, it is quite close. But just on, I suppose, performance alone, I'd probably have to give it to Cork. They've been the most dominant, consistent team of the championship. I am still very wary of Galway. They've a lot to offer, and some of those players, the likes of Niamh Kilkenny, is starting to come right, I think, at the right time. 2 points, she played, dominated in that midfield, and you know, I think if you get her playing with the likes of Aoife Donoghue, they're in with a shout. But for me, it's I think that's called Cork.
Ursula?
Yeah, I'd agree. I think for me, I think it's looked like Cork all year. As I said, they're playing like champions this year. They have a stronger setup, a stronger panel. And I think the challenge for Cork this year is to back up the win from last year. You know, last year was about getting over the line. This year is about doing the back-to-back. So I think that's going to be a huge motivation. But look, you know, Galway are going to be thrilled that we're writing, you know, and we're boosting Cork up. And as we said, Galway will be happy enough going in as underdogs. And they won't die down easy. But for me, I think Cork will just edge it.
Orla?
Yeah, I think it'd be a clean sweep here, unfortunately. I'm going to go with Cork. But I heard Amy O'Connor, she did an interview there during the week, and or could have been the week before. And she said, you know, it doesn't matter who scores, it's just about getting the score. And I think good teams say that, great teams believe it, but excellent teams have the personnel to do that, and that's exactly what they have. And they just look ruthless, and to just agree with all everything the girls have said, they look ruthless and they look like they're going to be All-Ireland champions.
Yeah, it's really hard to disagree. Okay, so Gemma, what about the other two games? So the Premier Junior, Leash and Tip, and the Intermediate, Kilkenny Cork.
I suppose again with the Kilkenny Cork game, it's not that it's hard to call, but Cork as well have been extremely consistent. The likes of Lauren Holm in there has been, you know, on fire, and it's probably hard to look past them. So I don't, for me, I suppose it has to be a Cork win again, you know. But look, it is hard to do it. You know, sometimes I think there with the double of Cork teams up there, I don't know, it doesn't always work out for Cork. The history kind of books say it, so it's a hard one to call. So, but for me, I suppose you'd have to favour Cork.
Ursula?
Yeah, I'm like Cork's biggest fan here today. But anyway, I'm going with Cork as well. I just think they're, you know, the kind of talent and depth that's there in the Cork panel as well. And I think it does make a difference in All-Ireland final day that they'll have that added support, you know, that kind of 16th player, you know, in the stands shouting them on. I expect a lot of the Cork supporters will come in, obviously, for the two games. So Cork for the double in intermediate and senior. So Kilkenny and Galway can hate me now for the rest of the week with all this Cork bias, but yeah, for me, I think it's Cork for the double.
And Gemma, Leash Tip?
Yeah, it'll be an interesting one. I think it's a great, massive opportunity for Leash. They must be absolutely buzzing going into this final. But again, I suppose, you know, Tipperary have that history of hurling and camogie kind of nearly in the blood in terms of getting to a final. So I think it'll be a hard one to call, but you know, it'll certainly be a very interesting game, and I think Leash will be extremely motivated going into this. So it'll be a hard one, and maybe Leash for me coming into it might be it's kind of a difficult one, but I think I'll give Leash the tip on this one.
Ursula?
And I'm going to disagree with Gemma for once. So I'm going to tip. You know, their seniors didn't get to the final, which obviously was hugely disappointed. But the juniors are back again after last year. And I think maybe the hurt of losing last year's final will drive them over the line this year. So tip to win the junior.
And Orla, your predictions for those two games?
Yeah, I'll go with give Cork the double, I think, in the Inter. Again, people just give out to me for being biased to Cork. And I'll go with Tip in the junior. I think I agree with you, Ursula. Gemma, sorry, I'm going against you now. I just think, yeah, just the hurt of it, that'll probably get them over the line on the day. But I'd be very interested to see all three games. I'm really looking forward to a brilliant weekend of Camogie.
Absolutely. Hopefully we'll get a big crowd and some really entertaining games. Thank you so much, Gemma, Ursula and Orla, especially Orla, heading off now to the Olympics. I love the way you're giving us time on your holidays. We really appreciate that. And thanks everybody as well for listening and watching. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts or on the RTE Sport YouTube. We'll be back then next week reflecting on what we hope will be a great day of Camogie.
Possession crucial from this. How much longer will the referee allow? Dublin lead by a point. And there's the whistle. It's over. It's over.
We earned it by winning the last two matches on the road. And that's not going to be taken away from us.
But what I love in hurling, I love players that never give in.
He hits it. It's over the bar.